The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Did you know, the higher the level at which a given individual is vibrating, the more people he or she can counterbalance? Accepting this means a relatively small number of people who raise their own vibratory pattern to a higher level can not only counterbalance many who operate at lower frequencies, but can lift the consciousness level of the whole. There is a high level of anger and chaos unleashed now on most of the world's population. The huge number of people around the world who have been on a spiritual journey of clearing old issues and meditating, etc., to raise consciousness, have lifted a huge portion of the population out of the 50 and below range into the 75 to 100 range where jealousy, anger, etc. dwell. It is said, when enough of the world is lifted above 200, that is, when we will begin to see peace and harmony unfolding. Focused Life Force Energy, FLFE, is a consciousness technology. Dr. David Hawkins discovered that fields of consciousness are everywhere and not just associated with sentient beings, as is commonly understood. The FLFE system focuses life force energy and activates a high consciousness field. You too can counterbalance the scales and help achieve the change you want to see in the world. Stay with us.
You are listening to Veritas. If this is your first time, welcome home. To listen to tonight's full interview and all of our material, join the Veritas family and click on the subscribe button at veritasradio.com. You can make your purchase with a credit card, PayPal, cash, check, money order, and even cryptocurrency. We are now accepting Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for Focused Life Force Energy, MMS, CBD Pure Hemp Oil, Pure Organic Sulfur, Flash Drives with all our Sanitas and Veritas Seasons, and other great products. And if you want to get in touch with Mel, want to be a guest on this radio program, have a guest suggestion, or have feedback, just click on the contact button of our website at veritasradio.com. And if you're listening on YouTube, like, subscribe, and share it. And click the bell to be notified when new interviews are available. And now, here's your host, Mel Hostelrich.
Clayton Stettman and Jeffrey Stettman are the founders of FLFE Innovations Corp., an international company located in Nelson, British Columbia, Canada. They have become experts in the creation and management of high consciousness fields. Teaching courses and working with clients worldwide, FLFE Innovations is intended by the founders to be a quote-unquote business as a spiritual practice. They are joining us today for the third time to help us counterbalance the low vibrations that permeate the world right now. Hello, Clayton and Jeff, and welcome back to Veritas. How are you?
Hello, Mel. Glad to be with you.
Hello, Mel.
Always a pleasure. And this is the third time, but I believe it's the second year where I have experienced FLFE. And for those who are listening to us, we're going to be discussing everything that you can get right now. If you're not a subscriber to FLFE, I want you to go to our website, veritasradio.com. Click on the link there. There are no strings attached, no credit card required. You get 15 days of what I'm currently experiencing. And I want you to tell me, I want you to send me an email and tell me how you feel. Because as you know, I want evidence, folks. When I discussed Inclinbed therapy, when I discussed all the modalities that I've discussed for years now, this is one of those that you have to try, just like grounding. But when you try it and you activate it, tell me how you feel, tell me how your family feels, your pets, and you'll be amazed. But I don't want to sound like a broken record because we've done this twice. I want to be able to provide new evidence, new testimonials. But for those who are listening to our story, or your story rather, for the first time, how did FLFE come into being first?
Well, this is Jeff. I'll start and pass it to Clayton. And Clayton and I were working together on measuring consciousness. Clayton had been measuring consciousness using kinesiology and coaching people, and I was one of his clients. So I was experiencing firsthand the measurement of consciousness and what that can mean for your life as far as your own evolution. Kind of know your low spots, you know the areas to do your work. And Clayton discovered this technology, these inventors, that we're activating high consciousness fields. And we went to see the inventor and started to work with him. And I'll pass it over to you, Clayton.
Yeah, we, being in the field of exploring nonlinear phenomena and looking for evidence, as you said, Mal, I came across an inventor who was trying to create a free energy device. And he sort of stumbled upon, as he calls it, divinely stumbled upon a way to focus energy in a piece of technology and create a high consciousness field. And what he used to do is charge up pieces of crystal and put them around his house. And one day he was charging up a piece of a broken countertop, a piece of marble, and his phone rang, and he was holding the marble in his hand. And as he was talking to his friend on the phone, when he got off the call, he noticed that the piece of marble was still in his hand 15 minutes later, and his arthritis in that hand had, he wasn't in pain. And so that was the beginning of exploring the possibilities of how this could be of service in ways other than raising the level of consciousness of an environment. And, you know, of course, we don't make any health claims, but that was kind of one of the big turning points. It was almost an accidental discovery.
I know we can't make any health claims here, but to me, when results happen, how can you discount them? How can you say this is not working when it is? I've said this before many times. I used to suffer from back pain and knee pain from a couple of accidents. And ever since I've been using this and other modalities, but ever since I've been using this, I've noticed that inflammation seems to subside. Mm-hmm. Is there a correlation between FLFE and the reduction in inflammation?
Mm. Well, the FLFE environment is an activated field. So it's much like you think of someone, there's all sorts of experiments. There's about prayer and the healing effects there, and the quantum connection between twins and between mothers and children. And that quantum connection or that healing intention plus the extra energy in the environment supports the body to heal. That's what we believe, and that's the experience of us and our customers, is that when there's more life force energy in the environment, the body uses that energy for healing purposes and for all sorts of purposes, including rising in consciousness, you know, personal evolution, transcending old habits and addictions, that there's just more energy for the body to work with. So that's what we believe would be happening there, that the body may be repairing, not going beyond reducing inflammation, but working to repair what's there. And we have a lot of different kinds of evidence on our website now. We have an evidence page. It's getting bigger and bigger. But we've purposefully stayed away from the medical claims or healing side of it, and look for other forms of evidence.
And I can see why you would do that. And if you do it, let's go to your evidence page here, for example. Let's take a look at some of the newest evidence-based reports that you have. Mm-hmm. I'm going to click on evidence here. And anyone joining us can do the same thing. Now, the work of the late Masaru Emoto. What is the correlation here with FLFE and water, for example? Mm-hmm.
If you click into the results of that study, so the lab is still operating. Dr. Moto's son, Hiro, is running the lab, and they're still doing the same type of experiments. And so we contracted with them to do an experiment. We sent them water from a source, and we activated the FLFE environment on the bottles of water. We had a control bottle, and then we had the two primary services we offer, one for home. So we activated the home service on a bottle of water. And then the other primary service we have is FLFE everywhere, which is phones and objects. And so we activated that type of field on another bottle of water. And the results were really pretty amazing. You can see the on the webpage, there's something called a beautiful hexagon. So this is a very coherent, very regularly shaped hexagon shape, very detailed. It's really, it's an indication of, you know, just really good water and high consciousness thoughts, you know. But you fill in more on that, Clayton.
Yes, we a lot of us are familiar with Dr. Emoto's work, Mel. I'm sure you are, just
sure,
just because you're in this field. And I've seen him speak in Vancouver once personally. And when we looked at the crystalline shape of the FLFE influence for FLFE home or business subscriptions, we've seen that the hexagonal shape was between two of his controls. So in Dr. Emoto's work, he had controls of putting a piece of tape, I think it was, on a beaker of water, and he would freeze it and then take a picture of it. So one of the pieces of tape would say peace, one would say love, one would say truth, one would say happiness, one would say gratitude. And the FLFE hexagonal shape was halfway between love and truth. And so that's another kind of indication of the influence of a high consciousness field. It's a loving influence, and it's, I guess it supports the evolution of consciousness, which is the evolution of more truth.
So when it comes to this, if you put this under a microscope, and that's what Dr. Emoto and now his son is doing, so what would be the difference between FLFE everywhere and the other one, the FLFE property, high consciousness field? Was it the same result for both, or did they differ?
It was a slightly different hexagonal shape. You can see that on the website. Because the FLFE everywhere is often, service is often moving, it has different types of what we call programs, Mel. And the programs are requests to divinity in the field. And so, for example, in the home or business service, we have a program called the removal program, and it removes the negative energetic history from the land that the home or business is on. And with the FLFE Everywhere service, it already uses about 2,000 times more energy than the home service because it's moving. And energetically, we couldn't have it clear the land as you're moving, because it wouldn't do much good. For example, if you're driving your car, it wouldn't have time to do it, and it would use so much more energy, we just can't do it. So it does have a different hexagonal shape, yes.
Quick parenthesis, I was recently on vacation in Florida and got to the beach condo there. And for some reason, I forgot, and correct me if I'm wrong, that I could temporarily transfer my address to another one if I'm on vacation. Can subscribers do that?
Absolutely. We have a few people that change it from their home to their office. So leave them in the morning, they just change their address to the office, and then they come back home, they just change it back.
Well, it wasn't until the last day, because when I come back home, I feel the peace for some reason. Mm. And it was when I was leaving the condo 2 weeks after that I said to myself, I wonder if I could have transferred the address here, and I forgot that I could. But the other question was, say I'm staying on a 20th floor of a building of 200 condos, How does that work? How does they know that I'm exactly on the 21st floor, condo 2104, and does it affect my neighbors?
Mm. Yes, Mel, we can only offer the home service, which you would put on a condo like that,
right,
in countries where the addresses are very regulated. So the legal address of that condo includes the drawings for that particular unit. So when that building project was created, all the drawings were filed, and they're filed with the county and the state, the courthouse or wherever else they're filed in that jurisdiction. And those describe the property outlines. And so the FLFE service, works well in countries where that property designation is very regulated. The United States is one of those. So that the FLFE service is activated in a condo in that situation, and it goes to the boundaries, to the walls, you know, the boundaries of the condo. And what we've seen is that adjoining properties do benefit. The FLFE service, the home service, is at 560 on the Hawkins map. That's a scale of consciousness that we use to measure using kinesiology. And that's the walls, the drywall, the concrete block, maybe the poured concrete, the floors, picks up this energy and holds it. And it does seem to transmit down the walls at a lower level of consciousness, around 500 on the Hawkins map. Which is still much higher than the standard energy in the United States, at least. So there is a benefit, but it's not as much of a benefit as being in the environment itself.
Are there any new countries that you have adopted now that the address system works? Because I know that there were some countries where you couldn't do it because for some reason that country did not have the same system that we have, for example, here in the United States, Canada, or maybe Europe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's certain countries where the addresses are more word of mouth. Maybe they're really, you know, 1,000 years, hundreds of years old. And it's more of a, everyone knows that's the XYZ castle or that's the XYZ house, but it's not regulated. So the countries, United States, Australia, Austria, Ireland, United Kingdom, Canada, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, those are all regulated well enough that we can offer the home service. The other countries, people can go on the FLFE everywhere and they can have the service around their phone or an object.
Because of the mapping of those countries, they have the regulated mapping for, say, real estate tax purposes. They have to have this well regulated, as opposed to a country where the house is, oh, it's between that tree and the other street and avenue, and this is where you find the place. Is there a way to, people who are listening to us, who write to us saying, is there any way to circumvent this by, for example, if I stand right here with my cell phone, I can provide you my coordinates. Mm-hmm. Is there something that could be done about that?
Well, we are working on a way to do that. And that would, it's not quite finished yet, but it would be an addition to the service where people can take a photograph inside the property. And then we'll be able to, all the contiguous rooms that are, you know, attached to that or associated with that photograph of a room would then all be on the service. The issue with the coordinates is that you could do coordinates, but if you're in a condo building and you're on the 21st floor, right, the coordinates would include the whole building. And the service at 560 is, you know, it's high enough that people need to drink more water, and they get emails from us about hydration and other things. So it's just not the right thing to do to put a whole building on and people don't know that it's that the service is on.
I'm thinking of all the new developments that I saw in South Florida, for example, and even, you know, the unfortunate incident of the collapsed building. I was staying not too far away from that. But along the way, there are so many new buildings there. And I wonder if there's a developer that becomes familiar with FLFE and says, I want to be able to offer this for the entire building, and I'm willing to offer you a wholesale purchase of the subscriptions so that the people who move here say, hey, there's something different about living in this building. Is that something you might consider in the future?
We have customers like that right now, Mel. Yeah.
Oh, do you? Because, Tell me.
Well, we have, we've had some subscribers who were landlords, and they put the buildings on, their rental buildings on, and we were gathering data to see if there was a reduction in turnover in the buildings and in maintenance in the building, because people tend to take care of something better when it's a high consciousness environment. We get a lot of people who, you know, tell us that when they, after they put the service on their home, they wanted to fix things and upgrade things because they just appreciated their environment more.
Interesting. And what about in these countries? I'm just thinking outside the box. I'm probably, you know, throwing some curveballs at you guys. But look, you're answering every question. Say I have some people have rental properties in different parts of the world, and they're not, the mapping is not there, and they're not going to be using their cell phone, but they have something inside of that property, say an ornament or something, where they say, I want my renters to feel good when they get there. Can I subscribe to this, you know, ornament in the middle of the living room? Could that have an effect?
Well, it could be the FLFE Everywhere service, which it goes on a phone through the, you know, the cellular phone number of the device in the jurisdiction where it's located, identifies it, and a field is activated around it. Or it's a photograph of an object. So a photograph of an object activates a field, and it actually has a 300-foot radius, the field. So at 300 foot, it's still a radius around the object. It's, you know, it's a high consciousness field. It's activated close within the object, within 9 feet of the object, is where the field is even higher, and there's much more benefits there. Like grounding that you mentioned is one of the benefits in the field, and also sort of something similar to the flow of energy through the body, which we call anti-stagnation or optimal subtle energy, which is similar to acupressure, where people notice and chiropractors and people doing acupuncture notice that people in the FLFE field, their energy systems sort of clear up or clear blockages more quickly. So all of that would happen within 9 feet of this object, say it was in the center of the property or even in the lobby, you know, as you walked into the building.
That's what I meant. And I'm always referring to also short-term rentals, hotels, a place, you know, you have a street full of hotels, for example, and you have one hotel that decides, I would like to buy a wholesale subscription so that my hotel, when people come in, they feel the difference between Hotel A and Hotel B across the street that doesn't have it.
That's a good idea. We're open to that for sure.
Yeah. Can you imagine the energetic history in a hotel? I mean, you've had hundreds or maybe even thousands of people that have stayed there, if it's an old hotel. And their energetic signature, maybe thought forms, are there still. We know that crystals like crystalline structure of drywall or cement or block can hold this energy. That, you know, hotels could be kind of busy with energy. It could be, and with the clearing program, as Clayton mentioned, you could really make a difference. we don't even notice around us all the time. There's just thought forms. There's fields of consciousness, you know, everywhere we go, and they can affect how we feel.
Well, I'm thinking what you just said about the history of old hotels. I'm thinking of one here, and the people who are listening to us from Arizona probably know the Jerome. Jerome is this little...
Oh, Jerome, yes.
So you're familiar with Jerome?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they have the what used to be the United Verdi Hospital, which is now the Jerome Grant Hotel. So I happened to stay there, I think probably a month or two after I started using FLFE. But you can feel a different energy there, because it used to be a hospital at one point, and I heard some horror stories that happen in that place. So in a place like that, can you, are you able to mitigate those effects of the people who stay there thinking, you know, I heard things at night, or I felt some kind of energy that still lingers after so many years?
Mm-hmm. Well, we probably have hundreds of people that have told us stories like that by now, Jeff. I mean, I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, the clearing that we've talked about, what Clint called the removal program, it's a request, and it was took us weeks to do it, and where we listed pretty much every dark thing that can happen on land or in a building. Mm-hmm. You know, just whatever it is, you know, just abuse, torture, everything you can imagine. The more specific you are to name it, the faster you can clear it from the land. And it's what, you know, many traditions do in clearing and smudging and different protocols for clearing the land. And that's what this does. It's a protocol for clearing the land. That's what the thing people notice the most is just how clean and clear the environment feels with that. And part of it is that history being gone. And those thought forms are no longer there. The emotions are no longer there. And, but someone can go on the free trial, Mel, for a home, and they can clear their home up in the, during the free trial, and then they don't have to subscribe. It's clear. Now the high consciousness field will go after the free trial, but the clearing's a gift, you know, it's part of the free trial.
I think I read somewhere, I believe it was in a recent document, that consciousness hit a lower point in 2020. Since the dark ages. I want you to expound on that, because last year, I guess most people, I don't know, unless you lived during the Depression or World War One and Two and all those dark events that happened in our history, but those of us who are perhaps not that old, this is probably the lowest point in our history that I can remember. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, last year, obviously, with the uncertainty about the effects of the pandemic and what it would do, the world started dropping, you know, in March. And then in April, we went to 100 on the Hawkins map of consciousness, Mel. And we were there for the month of April. And if you go back in time, it's yeah, literally the Dark Ages was the last time when the world, the Earth itself went to 100. And 100 on the Hawkins map is fear. So even with World War II, of course, it was an enormous war, and it was very, very traumatizing. But 60% of the world wasn't involved, or whatever part of the world. You know, there was a large part of the world that wasn't involved. And with the media influence today that we have, and the ability to travel, but I think it's primarily the media. When you have an event like we do today, it travels around the world so much quicker via media. And because travel was getting shut down and it was affecting so many people in so many countries, it was the lowest consciousness month since literally the Dark Ages or the Middle Ages.
How is that changing now?
Yes, the world is back up. So in October 19, the world was... The consciousness of the planet was, I think, 242 on the Hawkins map of consciousness, pretty close to that. And then, of course, during April of 2020, it went down to 100, and then it started going up. And now the world, the last time we checked was 225. So we've come back up above 200, and my hope is that we'll be able to, you know, transcend the last level that we, the highest level we'd achieved. 242 was the highest level of consciousness the planet had ever been at for a month. And so we, about once every two months, we check the level of the planet and just kind of get a sense of where we're at.
Can you elaborate on how the Hawkins map changes? What makes it change? How are they determining that? What technology are they using?
Sure. So the Hawkins map of consciousness is a scale from 1 to infinity. From 1 to 1,000 is the human realm. And above the human realm, we have the angelic realm. Now, the way that it's measured is using kinesiology or muscle testing. And what's interesting about the Hawkins map, there's a lot of things interesting about it for those of us who are into it, but it's a logarithmic scale. So 1 point is 10 times higher in power than the point before it. So 202 is 10 times more powerful than 201 out of 1,000. And on the Hawkins map, courage or integrity is at about 200. And 500 is love, unconditional love's 540 to 560. And according to our testing, that's the place that is the most appropriate level for us to support the level of consciousness of a house being at.
I'm looking here at the actual chart here, the levels of consciousness. Mm-hmm. All the way to the top, we have enlightenment. All the way to the bottom, very bottom. I expected that to be a little bit higher, but the very bottom is shame.
Yes.
So you go from, I'll read it here for folks if you want to just listen, all the way from the top, enlightenment, then peace, joy, love, reason, acceptance, willingness, neutrality, courage. That seems to be kind of the middle. Then below that, it's when it goes down, pride, anger, desire, fear, grief. What is this here? Apathy, guilt, and shame. Where are we today?
Well, the world is, as a planet, it is, 225-ish, as I said. So that's courage. And the world went above 200 for the first time in 1986. Now, there are certain countries in the world that are much higher than 225. So when you have a country that is governed by reason, Mel, as you mentioned, or law, typically those countries are in the 400s. All the first world countries are typically in the 400s. That's one of the characteristics of a first world country is the judicial system that they use to govern the society. And then you have places in the world where, you may have tribal warfare or feudalism. And, those countries can be as low as 50 mil, at times. And even in, United States and Canada, where we're all from, there's different parts of the country that are higher than others, and like last, I think it was December. No, it was January when it was the 5th, 6th, and 7th or the 6th, 7th, and 8th. I can't remember when there was that. I don't know if you call it a protest or a riot at Capitol Hill,
debatable.
United States. Yeah. It went right down to 150 and it was up at like say 220. It had gone up to 220, but for those 3 days, the country went to 150.
Which is anger.
Just anger.
Yeah, a lot of anger all around on that one. It's a 200 is an important threshold, Mel. It's where things become positive and start to spiral upwards rather than perhaps, being energy sucking or energy taking in the lower levels. And as you kind of go down through what you read, there's just less energy there, and there's just less energy available for the body. And so as we walk around the world, we walk into zones that are super low like that, something that happened, an old prison, you know, a place where there was a battle or war, like a war zone or a old field where there was a battle. And but our systems are higher wherever our levels are, so we have to compensate for those low spots. And then people, you know, travel the world to pilgrimage spots to find those high consciousness places where the healing happens and people transform. And that's what we're looking to reproduce or to have as an everyday occurrence.
I guess as a human being, we all evolve. Well, some people de-evolve, but I remember as a youngster, you hear all these things and you just don't believe it, because if you can't see it or touch it, it doesn't make sense to you, because your mind is not equipped to accept that this is possible. But then you go to places around the world where it has a different type of energy, and the guide is telling you, and then you're thinking, is this a tourist trap or is this real? But then you start feeling differently. For example, when you go to Sedona, and I'm assuming that you've been to Sedona, if you went to Jerome, you go to Sedona and it's almost, the ley lines are going through that area of the world. You touch the rocks and you feel different. You touch the trees, you feel different. And now I can no longer ignore that. So when you look at this chart that I'm looking at on the what we experience all the way in the bottom, inaction, you keep going up, hyperactivity, and I think that's where we are right now. Then happiness and productivity, peak performance without stress, and the ultimate top, synchronicity and extraordinary outcomes. Are we right now in the cusp between hyperactivity and happiness and productivity, or are we below that?
Well, certainly in the United States, it's a bit different than the world. I mean, there's places that are low and high. We're in the U.S. is over 350 on the Hawkins map now. Canada's probably a little bit higher or similar. So that's, you know, where does that put us? It's kind of in the reason zone, but certainly there's optimism, and people are, you know, wanting to get back to work and to their normal lives. Hopefully they're paying less attention to the media. But that's, any comments about 350 plus zone, Clayton?
Yeah, this is an average, of course, for a country. The most important number seems to be the one that we're living at, because that creates our own view of the world. And, you know, the Hawkins map is really parallel to many other traditional scales of consciousness. Ken Wilber's really known for having integrated many scales into his models, and even the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Mel, you've heard about that.
Sure.
I'm just not sure how to relate the Hawkins map or the number we're at to your scale. I'm just not as familiar with that one.
Maslow's, whenever I think of that, I wonder sometimes. And also I remember the food pyramid that they present to us in this part of the world. I presume it's the same that the one you get in Canada. And I've questioned that pyramid for a while now. They're telling you that you have to eat this whole breakfast in the morning, and I'm not going to go there, but this is a good segue to discuss nutrition, because I think nutrition is an important aspect to properly using FLFE. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we look at what are the restraints for us personally and for the FLFE community to rise in consciousness, because we see rising in consciousness as increasing freedom. Increasing freedom from things that, you know, patterns, beliefs, things that don't serve us anymore, and towards happiness and joy and creativity and abundance in our lives. So what are the restraints to us getting there? And nutrition is one of those things that kept popping up as we looked at this. And it was really kind of surprising to me that nutrition could affect our happiness, you know, affect our growth and our movement through life. And so when we first looked at it, we found that magnesium and essential fatty acids taken together, so that would be fish oils, you know, essential fatty acids, or there's some vegetable oils as well, like flaxseed oil, But magnesium and essential fatty acids support our nervous system in our growth, in consciousness, that we're rebuilding the myelin sheath in our nerves through these essential fatty acids. There's a lot of, you know, fat in the myelin sheath and in the nerves, and magnesium is an important part of that. And then we added to that sunflower lecithin and vitamin D and zinc. And that this is all in the tools section of the website. It's called Supplements for Consciousness Support. So that was the first thing we discovered. And that parallels some Olympic bodybuilding. There was a coach that was working in these exact same ratios that we're recommending of magnesium and essential fatty acids for building muscle. As it turns out, the nervous system is a critical factor or a restraint to lifting more weight. In some cases, the nervous system is what fails, not the muscles itself. Is it Charles Poliquin? Is that the name of the – I think that was the trainer.
Yes.
And do you want to talk about the latest new – what we just discovered, Mel? This is like hot off the press. It's not even on the website yet, this new discovery.
Yeah, so Mel, when we were looking at how to help people raise their level of consciousness, we started considering all the factors. And when it came to the body, the critical factor, which is where you can put the least amount of energy into a system and get the most amount of gain, was the nervous system. And then we calibrated what it was on the nervous system, and it was the myelin sheath. And so then we started to look how to neutrify the myelin sheath. And so that was the level of consciousness influence. And recently we've been exploring another aspect of consciousness, which we call the level of functioning. So level of consciousness is more oriented towards the being part of who we are. And level of consciousness is more oriented around the doing part of who we are. And what we discovered is that with the level of functioning is that it's really the amino acids that are the critical factor in the body. And so there's three particular amino acids that are very important to the nervous system as well. And those are arginine, histidine, and tryptophan. And if you take a wide spectrum amino acid, you will very likely get those in there. But we just wanted to mention those particular ones. And then folic acid as well. Folic acid helps form healthy new cells, including the red blood cells. And we've done some beta testing on it, including personal supplementation. And we're noticing that there's a significant increase in our ability to function in the world. So we're very excited about the possibilities of that.
I love to discuss supplements. And again, just to remind people, I have to give the FDA disclaimer. We're not here to give medical advice, but we're discussing supplements that you probably use. I use them. Ever since I started using magnesium years ago, that was transformative. Because if you go to the stores right now, in Canada, here, everywhere else, you go to the cereal section, for example, or any section of the food part sections, and it says fortified with calcium. But you never hear any one of them say fortified with magnesium. And then I started thinking, why is it that in this part of the world, and I think Canada too, we are the number one country in when it comes to consumption of dairy products. But we're also the highest ones in the incidence of osteoporosis. So that didn't make sense to me because we've been told since we were kids, oh, drink your milk, cheese, and this and that, and all the calcium. But nobody tells you that you have to put a lot of magnesium in order for you to be able to absorb that. The problem with magnesium is that a lot of people, when they have it in their vegetables, they cook the vegetables, and it burns, just like fireworks. Fireworks are magnesium. So that and the essential fatty acids, a lot of people focus on the omega-3s, but you have to have a combination of omega-3 and omega-6 in order to make six and nine, correct. And then same thing with lecithin. I see a lot of people, oh, I love my soy lecithin. Folks, get away from soy. Run away. If you are having soy in this part of the world, I would bet you it's probably 85 to 90% genetically modified. Ask our friends in Asia, and they can tell you that that's true. And then vitamin D. Are you referring to vitamin D or vitamin D3?
Well, vitamin D3 and in conjunction with K.
With K, yeah.
K2?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about that synergistic combination between D3 and K2, which I'm hearing that a lot lately.
My understanding, and I'm not an expert in that, is that it's assisting the body to create the form of vitamin D that's best used in the body, that's more usable in the reactions where it's needed, which is really throughout the body. It's such an important substance to have. And most people are deficient in it, even if they're spending a lot of time in the sun. And the sun, of course, is the best way to get exactly what the body needs. But vitamin D has different forms, and the body needs to switch, from form to form. So that's where the K comes in, my understanding.
Tryptophan. When we Thanksgiving, you probably have turkey in Canada too, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
We have a lot of turkey, and we tend to get sleepy and tired. But it's a very good, it's an amino acid that is very important for growth in infants. Now, why do you focus on tryptophan? Why do you think it's so important?
Well, the arginine, histidine, and tryptophan, it was interesting. We did some kinesiology work, some intuitive work around that, and that once we did the research in the medical journals, those three seem to be important in the building of the walls of the myelin sheath, the arginine, histidine, and tryptophan. So again, it's back to the nervous system. And maybe that's why, tryptophan makes you drowsy. Its effect on the nervous system. But those three are involved in the building of the walls, along with the essential fatty acids, are part of the structure of the myelin sheath.
They say that extraordinary claims require, what is it that, what's the last part of that? Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And I'm so glad that you are adding what I think you might deem the gold standard of the research on your side, because as I said, I was a skeptic when I was younger, and I didn't believe a lot of the things that people would tell me. I wish that the wisdom that's been imparted upon me after now almost 15 years, I could have used that in my early age, and I would have made different decisions. But for example, this is one of the catalysts that made me who I am today. I almost died in 1992 by consuming aspartame, a gallon of soda, and consuming monosodium glutamate that had long-lasting effects that I still have. The tremblings, the doctor said that if I hadn't stopped, I would have died. But I was developing multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and a plethora of other things. And this is just a dermatologist with a degree in naturopathic medicine that I saw it on the wall. I went for another reason, and she told me to stop or else. And I thought to myself, how many people out there are consuming even to this day? And how many, babies are lost every single year, probably hundreds of thousands, by the way people are consuming all these things. Step outside the box. And I hate to say this at the end of the first segment, but if our well-intentioned governments around the world really cared about our health, they would be telling us to go out there and get some sun. They would be telling us to drink water instead of all the, sodas that are filled with chemicals. They would tell us to consume supplements as opposed to synthetic drugs. I don't mean to be negative about it, but it's the reality. Now, we have to take a one and only break. And when we come back, I want to get deeper into all of this and the evolution of FLFE. Once again, go to our website at veritasradio.com. We have multiple ads right there. Just click on it. And once again, if you're not a subscriber, and I know a lot of my listeners are subscribed to you already, but if you're not, just click on it. 15 days, no strings attached, no credit cards, and I want you to please, please wait a few days and write to me and tell me how you feel, how your family feels. Some people are telling me they're using it and they're not telling their partners or their spouses and their family, and all of a sudden they feel that they're quiet, their pets are more quiet, and they like that part. But once again, one more hour with Clayton Stettman and Jeffrey Stegman. This is Mel Hostelrich, and you're listening to Veritas. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for listening to the first part of this important Veritas interview. To listen to the rest and all of our material, proceed to the member section or join the Veritas family by subscribing. Click on the subscribe button at veritasradio.com. You can make your purchase with a credit card, PayPal, cash, check, money order, and even cryptocurrency. We are now accepting Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for Focus Life Force Energy, MMS, CBD Pure Hemp Oil, Pure Organic Sulfur, flash drives with all our Sanitas and Veritas seasons, and other great products. And if you're listening on YouTube, like, subscribe, and share it. And click the bell to be notified when new interviews are available. Now, proceed to the members section or subscribe to listen to the rest of the interview. You don't want to miss it. Thank you for listening to Veritas. Because you don't want to believe. You want to know.